The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We have a lot to talk about. The President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Israel rolled out a potential peace plan. We need to talk about that. We'll do that a little later. And it is fascinating to see who is opposing it. Strange bedfellows? No, not at all. It's fascinating to see who is supporting this peace plan and who is opposing it. Very interesting. We'll get to that just a little bit later. The impeachment proceedings continue now. The managers from the Democratic side and Trump defense team are answering written questions submitted. Chief Justice John Roberts is handing out the questions. Right now, as we speak, Adam Schiff has been on the floor talking and talking and talking and talking and saying the same things he has said about 428 times. Oh, all right, that's an exaggeration. It's probably only 425 times. And he is answering a question given to him by a Democratic senator. And again, I listened for just a few minutes, and he's saying exactly the same things that he has said over and over and over again. Okay, he just finished. So I don't know who the next question is coming from, but anyway. Impeachment proceedings. Oh, they're taking a break. Oh, they're taking a little recess. They're taking a break from the proceedings. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on that. If anything happens in the impeachment proceedings, some weird, strange things happening on American college campuses. Unbelievable story from CNN from a couple of days ago. Well, we need to get into that. But let's actually begin by some breaking, well, it's not exactly breaking news, from the Ohio Senate. Headline, Ohio Senate passes the Forum Act, F-O-R-U-M, protecting free speech on campuses. It's Senate Bill number 40. It was backed by our friends at CCV, Citizens for Community Values. That's why it is astounding, amazing, and almost miraculous that a piece of legislation proposed by conservatives passed the Senate unanimously, 33-0. Now, what is the FORUM Act? Well, the F-O-R-U-M stands for Forming Open and Robust University Minds. And unlike legislation proposed by the far liberal left, this piece of legislation called the Forming Open and Robust University Minds Act actually proposes forming open and robust university minds. Yeah, it's exactly what it purports to be. Anyway, this piece of legislation would do several things. Number one, protect peaceful assemblies, protests, speakers, and displays on campus. Most of you know that free speech on American campuses today is almost dead, particularly if you're a conservative. I mean, seriously. I mean, hey, I'm a child of the 60s, and I remember if you wanted free speech, you went to your local university. No longer. Well, this legislation would mandate here in the state of Ohio peaceful assemblies, protest speakers, and displays on campus. Number two, it would prohibit free speech zones on college campuses. Many college campuses have relegated free speech to a tiny little zone somewhere on the campus where no one sees, nobody hears, no one ever goes. And if you want free speech, then you go to the free speech zone, and that's the only place on campus where you actually have free speech. Well, that's unconstitutional. Third thing, it would prohibit shutting down events or other expressions via what's called a heckler's veto. In other words, a university says, yeah, well, that speech could cause controversy, and there could be hecklers there. So we want to avoid controversy, so we're going to shut it down. No more. And then fourth, it requires colleges and universities to have a free speech policy and report violations of free speech on campus to the General Assembly. Aaron Baer, who was my guest on the program yesterday, released this statement. We want to thank the bill sponsors, Senator Andy Brenner and Senator Rob McCauley, and the entire Senate chamber for protecting the right of every student to have the opportunity to engage in open and honest discussion, no matter his or her political party. We're also grateful for all of our allies who supported this bill, including the Alliance Defending Freedom, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, the American Legislative Exchange Council, and Americans for Prosperity. What happens now? It moves to the Ohio House for consideration. And while it is almost unthinkable that legislation proposed by conservatives would get through the House unanimously, I think it is very likely it will pass. Even far-left liberal Democrats in the House of Representatives, how are they going to oppose a piece of legislation that passed on such strong, strong, strong bipartisan support out of the Senate? So anyway, that is good news. SB 40, the FORUM Act, Forming Open and Robust University Minds Act, has passed the Ohio Senate unanimously. Wow. If you were asked, did Americans spend more time in libraries or going to the movies and sporting events, what would your answer be? Well, I would presume that it's not the answer that the New York Post is reporting in a new Gallup poll. To be really honest, I don't know that I'm believing this. It's a fascinating poll. I will share that with you as soon as we return. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. And my email address, bob@bobtalk.com. I'd love to hear from our listeners. bob@bobtalk.com. You can communicate with Facebook or on Twitter. Lots of ways to communicate. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, who am I to question the results of the historic Gallup poll organization? But on this one, I don't know. I don't know that I believe it or not. Let me just give it to you, and then you can decide whether you believe it or not. It's not whether you agree with it or not. It's whether you believe it or not. Let me read this to you. I read it, and I thought, nah. But Gallup is standing by this. Here it is. A new Gallup poll found that Americans spent more of their leisure time inside libraries last year than they did going to movie theaters, sporting events, museums, concerts, or casinos. Really? The survey found that people visited, this is on average across America. The survey found that people visited libraries an average of 10.5 times last year. I have a hard time believing that the average American, this is the average American, visited a library 10.5 times last year on average. I'm just wondering, and if you want to call me, that's fine. I'm just wondering how many of you, I mean, you're pretty average Americans. Well, most of you, there are some of you that, well, anyway. I'm wondering how many of you visited the library 10.5 times last year. Hey, Jeff. Jeff is my engineer on the other side of the glass, and he is Mr. Joe Average. Well, no, he's actually above average. Last year, 2019, how many times, Jeff, did you visit a library?
I'd say no more than 5.
But you did go 5 times.
Yeah, about 5 times, I'd say.
Okay. Are you buying that the average American visited libraries twice the number of times you did, on average, across the board in America?
It seems hard to believe, but, you know, if families with kids might go a lot more often, but, you know, it's hard to believe an average person would go 10 times.
How many movies did you go to last year, approximately?
More than 10, I'd say.
Okay, they're saying average 5.3. How many, well, I'm not even going to ask you about sporting events because he is Mr. Joe Sports. Anyway, the survey found that people visited libraries an average of 10.5 times last year, far outpacing the 5.3 trips to the movies. I also find it incredibly hard to believe that the average American only went to 5 movies last year. I really find that hard to believe. 4.7 excursions to a sporting event and 3.8 to a live music or theater show. Zoos. Now, Jack Hanna's not going to want to hear this. Zoos were the least popular destination, with Americans making an average of 0.9 visits a year, almost on average one time a year. Gallup said activities that typically cost money are visited or attended less frequently. Again, I don't know that I agree with that. Gallup noted that modern libraries boast more than just old-fashioned paper books, with many literary hubs now offering movie rentals, free Wi-Fi, and activity for kids. Women were particularly fond of libraries, with an average of 13.4 annual visits. I'm wondering if the women in our audience visited libraries at least 13 times last year. Men, 7.5. By the way, men preferred live sporting events with 5.7 visits. But they're saying that men went to libraries more than sporting events. Men also spend more time at parks and historic sites, visiting an average 4.9 times last year compared to 2.4 for women. I don't know that I'm buying that. Hey, speaking of buying, not buying, a few days ago, I mentioned that Joy and I have put together a list of Bible verses about who you are in Christ. There's either 27 or 28 verses in the New Testament that talk about being in Christ, and each one tells you something different of who and what you are in Christ. And I said, if you meditate on these verses, they will change your life. And I offered to send the list to anyone who wanted it free. All you had to do was email me, bob@bobtalk.com. Well, I had quite a response. And because of that, I just wanted to mention again, these are just Bible verses about who and what we are in Christ. In other words, your identity in Christ, your position in Christ. And I believe, folks, you can never, ever live an overcoming, victorious Christian life until you have an understanding of your identity in Christ. Your identity can't be in your family, your kids, your job, your health, your physique. All of those can change dramatically, and you cannot, you dare not put your identity in any of those things. But if you will understand your identity in Christ, that never changes, because Jesus never changes. So I just wanted to offer it again for people who didn't hear it or maybe didn't write it down. Send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, and just request in Christ verses. And as soon as I can, I will send them back to you. Again, I got a really great response, and I'm already hearing from some of those people. They've been meditating on those verses, and their lives are changing. So I'm not selling you anything, but I'd love to send those verses to you. Just powerful verses of Scripture from the New Testament informing you of your identity in Christ. Send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, and I'll send them out to you as soon as possible. bob@bobtalk.com, and just say, hey, send me the in Christ verses. You just put, send me the verses. I'll know what you mean. bob@bobtalk.com. All right, top of the hour break. We'll return with more Bob Burney Live.